And now this is our dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, May 22nd, 56. Address as a letter to Dr. Wager, W-A-G-E-R, 352-8451. Dear Dr. Wager, follow-up for Mr. Moore, chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in August, right-sided AV fistula, done, brachial area, no complications or Stilling syndrome, says to be eating well, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, stable edema, no ulcers or gross claudication, keeping himself active, able to do 10-15 minutes, and then he feels tired or shortness of breath, and he needs to stop, has not used any oxygen or CPAP machine, no gross orthopnea, review system done, medication list review. I want to highlight insulin, cholesterol management, antidepressants for blood pressure, HCTC, and diltiazem, only if it's very high, hydralazine. Present blood pressure. Runs by nurse 170 over 70, at home 130, 140 over 80. Lungs are clear, minor systolic murmur, no ascites, edema, non focal. Right side ADP fistula open, no Stilling syndrome. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. Creatinine 3.3 for a GFR of 19 in stage 4. Normal electrolyte acid base. Normal phosphorus. Normal B12. Anemia 10.6, normal white blood cell platelet, normal folic acid, normal albumin calcium, normal iron saturation, low ferritin 64. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, preparing for dialysis. He wants PD when the time comes. Dialysis will be done for symptoms and GFR less than 15. We have an AV fistula as a backup, which is developing without a Stilling syndrome. He has insulin-dependent diabetes as the cause for diabetic nephropathy, renal failure, and hypertension. Not interested on transplantation. No evidence of urinary retention. Relative iron deficiency, start oral iron 4 days a week. There has been no need to change diet for potassium or bicarbonate replacement or phosphorus binders. Continue chemistries on a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 3 to 4 months. End of dictation.